Welcome to the Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson at Red Fox Roto. These Saturday shows are usually a look ahead at news and notes that will impact our weekend free agency bidding for those with Sunday fab. Today we're running light on recommendations. There is news to cover, but little in the way of legitimate waiver targets this week. On one hand, it's nice to have some stability. On the other hand, those saves would prefer to have more choices, of course. But with that being said, there is a big fish in the pond this weekend. So let's start there. In Houston, Josh Hader is already on the injured list. He is dealing with a shoulder strain and will be shut down for 3 weeks before being reevaluated. So it is the extended absence that Hader owners feared. Setup man Brian Abreu easily becomes the most coveted saves target for Sunday. He picked up his first save already a few days ago. He's poised now to earn the majority of the saves moving forward for the Astros. Now, in deep leagues, we can also look at Bennett Souza as a potential left-handed complement to Brian Abreu. The Astros are a little light on effective right-handed relievers. So in those situations where Abreu may be called upon earlier in the game, Bennett Souza could end up the beneficiary of an occasional save chance. But Brian Abreu is the primary option, though. He is deserving of sizable bids for those in need of saves. He's only 6% rostered in NFBC online championship leagues, which means Abreu should be widely available in most weekly leagues on the NFBC and other platforms. So good luck in your bidding. Now, another potential injury happened last night. The Phillies' Joan Duran was hit in the foot by a line drive comebacker. He was immediately hobbled. He was helped off the field. The good news is that initial x-rays were negative for any fractures, but we need to make sure he clears any additional testing and checks before knowing how much time Duran may miss, if any. If it's just soreness, it could be only a few days, but it could end up being longer. But Duran does seem to have avoided the worst-case scenario of any broken bones in the foot. Now, in the meantime, I'd expect the Phillies to use a committee until their new closer is back. We should see Matt Strom, Orion Kirkring, and now David Robertson, possibly splitting up ninth-inning duties as needed. There isn't a standout option of the group, and if Duran returns quickly, that committee may be short-lived anyway. Now we have another smaller committee in play in Detroit. Kyle Finnegan recording 3 straight saves after being acquired at the trade deadline. This in spite of manager AJ Hinch's comments indicating Finnegan wouldn't be used only in save situations. Well, that was a little confusing. The 3 straight saves seemed like enough to say, okay, maybe Finnegan is the guy there now. Apparently not, as Will Vest's 2 most recent games have resulted in saves for him. So this pendulum may swing back and forth for the rest of the season, which makes both Finnegan and Vest viable options for saves, but neither highly valuable if they're sharing the job. So if either is available on your league's waiver wire, a modest bid may be enough, and they're both options that we should be trying to add. It is Will Vest who is available in 35% of NFBC OCs, so he's much more likely than Finnegan to still be out there on wires and available for a bid. Now, looking around the league, we have a few more ninth-inning situations without much clarity. That's the same few from Tuesday's episode, so not a lot new to go on. But first up is Minnesota, where things aren't clear, but at least we do have a front runner that we can target in free agency. Justin Topa has recorded both of the Twins saves in the month of August, and he's not allowed an earned run in 7 innings this month. So Topa can be placed behind Brian Abreu and probably Will Vest in our bidding queues. But for those needing saves, it's Topa who is seemingly the favorite in Minnesota for now. Another unclear saves situation is in Sacramento. The A's still don't have an August save that can help point us in the right direction. I'm still placing Sean Newcomb and Elvis Alvarado at the top of their potentials list, but for right now, neither should command our attention in fantasy leagues. Now, the last team is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Juan Morillo earned a save for the D-backs on Tuesday. That was followed by an Andrew Salfrank save on Wednesday. Kyle Backus has the other save in August of pitchers currently on the roster. So a committee of mediocre relievers is not really the place to find fantasy value. So I'm recommending staying away from Arizona right now. Now, last night was an active night for fantasy closers. We saw saves from Trevor McGill, Jeff Hoffman, Andres Munoz, Raisel Iglesias, Carlos Estevez, David Bednar, Victor Vodnik, Jack Dreyer, Pete Fairbanks. It's a long list. Now, of note in that group of pitchers is that David Bednar has really secured his grip on saves for the Yankees. Victor Vodnik is the third closer in Colorado. Rockies relievers, of course, always huge risks, but Vodnik is an option for saves, and he might be out there for some teams that could need him. Now, Jack Dreyer's save for the Dodgers was a one-out matchup-based vulture job, and with Kirby Yates, Tanner Scott, Mike Peck on their way back, the Dodgers currently are and will remain a committee moving forward. A healthy and effective Tanner Scott is probably the best bet to lead the Dodgers in September saves. Scott's probably the only reliever I'd recommend there if you can stash him where available. But healthy and effective has been an elusive combo for most of the Dodgers' bullpen this year, so I wouldn't bank on much from any individual there. I'll finish up today in Baltimore. Keegan Aiken had a chance to secure saves for the Orioles, but has not been able to capitalize on the opportunity. Two of his last three appearances have resulted in blown saves. Tony Mancelino recently mentioned both Yennier Cano, previously mentioned by me several times, and recently added Rico Garcia as candidates for save chances as well. None of these pitchers are exciting for fantasy purposes, and they really shouldn't be big targets for us. Well, that brings our Saturday to an end. It's probably slim pickings for saves on many waiver wires. So Brian Abreu again in Houston will be the big target of the week. Good luck to everyone who is chasing saves down the stretch. Hard to believe, but there's only 6 more weeks left after this weekend. Now I'll be back on Tuesday, of course. Until then, you've been listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Let's close it out.